Another requirement for evidence to be admissible is that the evidence must be scientifically collected and preserved. This means that the crime scene reconstruction was done legally, systematically, and completely. When you follow the 12-step procedure described in our last lecture, you will process the scene scientifically. In addition, you will be incorporating the necessary precautions to prevent cross-contamination when you adhere to the 12-step method. These actions include, but are not limited to, changing your gloves and clothes from one site to another, no eating, drinking, or smoking at the scene, and limiting those who enter the scene. Evidence items must be maintained in their original condition through employing proper collection and packaging techniques. The chain of custody must be followed and appropriately documented.